Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Fastlane Sports Nation. We are live at Atomic Speedway. We are getting ready to start heat number two for the main feature. And we already had the first heat go on, and we had Sheldon Houdenshield won the first heat. Sheldon, Spencer Basin, Cale Thomas, Buddy Colpoy, and Robbie Pierce will be the top five from the first heat to transfer to the feature. So we've got that. We've got the second heat getting ready to go now to get a few, five more guys into the feature. We've got Logan Schuhart, Brock Deerfrost, Cale Stenson, Ryan Broughton, Travis Fillo, Ryan Myers, Brian Knuckles, Carson Macedo in this heat. So we'll see who's from here. We are going to be live for the next hour. I'm going to walk the pits and try and talk to some drivers. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network.
I'm bleeding, I'm bleeding right before my
All right. Heat number two is finished, and Logan Schuhart gets the win in heat number two, followed by Casey Kane, Brock Deerfoss, Carson Macedo, and Travis Spillo. Those are your top five that will transfer to the A-Main feature coming up in just a little bit. Next up is heat number three. And in that heat, we have, for heat number three, we've got Brad Sweet, David Gravel, Donnie Schott, James McFadden, Jacob Allen, Greg Wilson. Man, what a lineup. Brandon Weimer, Ben Webb, Jake Heston, and Keith Baker. Baxter will make up heat three. So we will come back in just a little bit. We will update you so far on how things are looking here. We were had a little bit of a delay earlier as the track kind of got a little hard after the sun came out, so had to do a little extra track prep, and that kind of got us back almost an hour and a half or so. So we are a little behind on getting the racing underway, but heat number three coming up in just a little bit.
off to Texas Checkers in a dirt track race. Round and round and round they go. Baby, can't you hear the engine roar? Cause this is dirt track racing.
Dirt track racing.
Dirt track racing.
Dirt track racing.
Turn that green light on, cause we're ready to roll. In the turn one, turn two, three, and four. Our dirt track racing.
Dirt track racing.
Dirt track racing.
Dirt track racing.
Turn that green light on, cause we're ready to roll. In the turn one, turn two, three, and four.
All right. Speaking of dirt track racing, heat number three is officially over. We had a caution there with two laps to go at the end, but we have Brad Sweet edging out Jacob Allen, David Gravel, Donnie Schatz, and Brandon Weimer rounds out the top five there. We will get these cars off the track, and we will get the fourth and final heat out there. We will get them set up. In the fourth heat, we have Cole Duncan, Skylar Gee, Danny Smith, Nate Reeser, Josh Davis, Ian Madsen, Craig Kinzer, Noah Gass, and Bill Rose. That will make up your heat four. After these heats, we'll have the dash draw, which will lead us to the fast pass dash, which is six laps. From there, we'll go to the last chance showdown, 12 laps, before we get all our cars situated for the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car A main feature of 35 laps. All of that is coming up in just a few minutes. Again, Brad Sweet winning Heat 3, edging out Jacob Allen. That brings us to Heat 4. We'll be right back as soon as he...
Race was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve. Make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine with his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot. But man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo.
Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's afraid to fail. There's oil slick on the inside and a wreck along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail.
It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down, they'll shove you up against the wall. And you always know when the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You could push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. And if you'd break your neck, some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about you soon. But old Stroker Ace was born to race and it's worth all the trying. Just to drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine.
Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checker slide. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the stroker cause you're blowing off their door.
Blow the doors off, stroker. Stand on it, son. Good-looking devil, you.
that is it for heat number four. We had Ian Matson win that one. He beat out Cole Duncan, Craig Kenzer, Danny Smith, and Josh Davis for heat number four. We now go to the dash, which will be... hold on, I had it here. The dash will be six laps. This will set the front row for the feature, and then we go to the last chance showdown. So keep it tuned right here. We will keep you updated, and I will get ready to go walk in the pit, see if we can talk to a driver or two. We'll be right back.
Anderson. Hi, this is Pete with Fast Lane Sports Show. I just wanted to ask you about how the track is. You were in that first group that went out on the very first time, and then we redid the track. You qualified sixth, ran fourth in the heat. How much improvement did they make on the track from that first time you went out there?
Yeah, I think they did a good job. I feel like the track was better, and I mean more grip, which with the sun being out, I think it would eventually cleaned off and took rubber. So I think they did a good job. I think they made a good decision letting the sun go down. We're in a tire shortage with Hoosier, so going out there and just taking rubber and burning off tires isn't really ideal for anybody. So I think it was a call that had to be made, and they did a good job. I think the track's racy. I hope it stays racy, and we can have a good feature.
How's the car set up for tonight?
And my car's okay. We've been, trying to get better here. We were, I did a bad job in qualifying, kind of put us behind the eight ball, and then I thought we were, subpar in a heat race. So, we'll keep working on it. Hopefully we can get a good setup in this thing for the feature. This, all ball 41 car's fast. We just need to get it back up where it belongs.
Now you sit second in points. You've got four wins on the year, the most out of everybody in the series. How much momentum do you and the team have? How much confidence you guys have in the car for this year?
Yeah, good. I mean, it's been good. We've been happy with our success so far, but we definitely want to keep clicking off good runs. So start a little bit deep in this feature, but we'll try and come back and put something together.
Well, good luck. Hopefully we talk to you in victory lane.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Carson Macedo. He is second in points, runs the 41 car for J.J. here in the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaws Sprint. Qualified sixth, ran fourth in the heat. We're going to find out where he's going to end up for the feature here. We're going to have a dash coming up soon, too. We'll walk around and see if we can find some other drivers out moseying around that aren't too busy working on their cars. See if Sheldon's out here. Maybe find Casey Kane. Talk to those guys and see how the cars are, see how the setups are, see how the track is from some other guys that ran the heats tonight. We got Donnie Schatz. We got Craig Kinzer. We got Sheldon. Everybody's working on their cars right now. You don't want to. It's nice that you can walk through the pits on these types of tracks. You get to see the drivers and the cars, and you can be right up close and watching them work on it. But the other thing is you got to respect them, too, because, we're not talking about NASCAR teams. We don't have teams of 10, 15 guys out here working on the car. I mean, a lot of the times it's the driver working on the car with just a couple guys, so... just keep that in mind. If you ever get a pit pass to a small town short track or go to a World of Outlaws event or an all-star event and you're in the pits, just be mindful of that. Let the guys you see them working on the cars, let them work on the cars. They don't have a lot of time in between different qualifying runs or different dashes or heat races. They don't have a lot of time, so... they got to get work done quick. So if you ever go to a race like this, just keep that in mind. Respect the teams and the drivers. Try and stay out of the way. And if you're walking around the pits, you got to remember to always keep your head on a swivel because there are a lot of moving parts, cars, four-wheelers, golf carts, people everywhere, cars, push trucks, everything moving around back here. So always want to watch that. Looks like we are getting cars lined up for the dash, though, now. So we will go ahead and go back to play some music, and we'll try and find some drivers after the dash. We'll see how everything else is going to line up for the evening as well. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Bengals Sports Show. How you doing? So you ran, you qualified, what, 10th in the first qualifying run, and then you ran 3rd in the heat. Make any changes to the cars between those?
Yeah, for the feature, we'll change some stuff, obviously. But keep an eye on the racetrack here. Just do what we think's right. We'll see.
How is the track?
Track's okay. I mean, it's Ohio racing, man. Dirty, dusty.
Yeah.
Atomic. But still,
yeah,
man, I like racing here, so.
Feel comfortable in the car for tonight?
Yeah. I like coming here and coming here racing. It's been since 2019, but it's cool to get back. Hopefully we can go forward in the future.
Well, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll talk to you in Victory Lane.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right, that was Brock Deerfoss. He's the driver of the number 3Z in the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series. We'll go back to the music. We're getting stuff set up here for the dash. Cars are getting pushed out on the track. So we will go back to the music and come back after the dash and give you the lineup for how the front row of the feature will look for tonight.
When you used to be 9 years old,
going. Thorax here live at Atomic Speedway. We are in the pit for the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series. And we just had our dash, and Mr. Sheldon Houdenshield is on the pole for tonight's feature. We'll see if we can get in there and get a word with him. Looks like he's talking to his crew right now. But yeah, Sheldon will be on the pole for tonight. He wins the dash. He won his heat, qualified third. Sounds like Sheldon might have the car dialed in pretty good here for tonight. We'll see if we can get a word with him. He's talking to his crew right now. We'll see if we can talk to him. Hey, Sheldon, I'll walk with you. Sounds like you got the car pretty dialed in. He seems like he's pretty focused. I think he wants to just get the feature ran. So we'll talk to him in victory lane. But Sheldon Houdenshield will be on the pole for tonight's feature. We'll go to some music. We'll be back. All right, welcome back. We are in the pits here at Atomic Speedway. We've only got a couple minutes left of this portion of the show. I thought maybe an hour would be good enough, but I don't think it is. We will go live on Twitter, so make sure you follow us on Twitter, and we will go live from there for the feature and for the winner of tonight's race here from Atomic Speedway. Again, we are live from Atomic Speedway here in Chillicothe, Ohio. It is the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car World of Outlaw Series.
And like I said, make sure you follow us on Twitter. We'll go live from there. Thank you.